Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jace Stu. I'm here with the Wonder Librarian herself.
Hey guys, what's up? Con Bravo today.
We're at Con Bravo again, and very happy that we get a second chance to interview Vicky Bunny Angel. How's it going?
I'm doing really good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So we met you a few years ago at Niagara Falls Comic Con. The interview was a little rushed because they were closing up the con and we were all trying to get out of there.
I remember that, yeah.
So I'm happy we get to see you again. Now, I don't know if you told us the last time, but what's the very first cosplay you ever did?
My first cosplay was from an anime called Sayuki, which is like Journey to the West, right. Like the Monkey King. And I dressed up as a character named Lirian. She was like the daughter of the Demon Lord or something. But yeah, that was my first costume.
Oh, cool. Now, of all your costumes, what's the one that gets the most reaction out of everyone?
I would say my Sona from League of Legends gets a lot of attention, probably because it's a very popular video game, one of the most played in the world right now, and Sona is a very popular character, and I look good in it. So
cool,
it's perfect formula.
Nice. And what do your friends and family think about all the cosplaying?
I think they think it's cool that I do that. It's certainly not an ordinary hobby, so I guess they're proud that I have something special that I can call my own.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So we saw your Psylocke from X-Men, and we were just wondering what you thought about the movie.
The movie X-Men did not have enough Psylocke in it. That's what
definitely.
I thought.
Yeah. Agreed.
But I thought what you saw of her, she was really good in it. Like, that's, I don't know.
Definitely, I agree.
Yeah,
that's why I wanted more. Yeah. I feel like they didn't give her enough screen time, but I understand she's a bit of a side character in that plot. But she rocked every single scene she was in, so yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have a favorite movie of the year so far, or...?
I think my favorite movie this year that I've seen so far would be Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm just saying that because I literally saw it last week
yeah.
and it's fresh in my mind. But it was hilarious. It was a fun ride. Really stand-up female characters. I know everyone was saying that, but... Yeah, no, I enjoyed the film. I think it's updated for today's pop culture references,
yeah.
which is what made it really good.
I actually really agree with you on that because I'm a big Ghostbuster fan, and I knew there was a lot of controversy about it, and I actually really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was, like, one of the most fun movies of the year. Do you have any, like, cosplays in mind for that, or would you do that?
No, not really for Ghostbusters. I'm more of an appreciator of the franchise. But I did may have sent some links to my friends who would make really good, like, characters, like especially Holtzman and Aaron in them. I'd be like,
yeah.
You should do that.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking that too. Do you have any cosplays in the works right now that you're working on?
Oh, well, I am working on another League of Legends costume to potentially wear to DreamHack Montreal and also the North American Finals, which are going to be hosted in Toronto at the end of August. So I'm doing Headhunter Caitlyn, and that's going to be my next build.
Okay, very good.
Cool. Do you have any other geek obsessions, anything you geek out about?
Oh, I'm big into board games, actually.
Okay.
I play a ton of tabletop. My boyfriend and I collect a lot of board games. They kind of take up space, and it competes with my cosplay things. But yeah, we like to play games on our own time.
Okay. Do you have favorite ones, or...?
I think our favorite ones would be Five Tribes, and right now I'm really digging Scythe by Stonemaier Games.
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool indeed. Here's one we throw out sometimes. If they were ever going to make a movie about you and your cosplay adventures, who would you want to play you in the movie?
I almost want to say Olivia Munn because I love her.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know, to play like younger me or just in general?
In general.
I don't know. I would be a toss-up between Olivia Munn and Candice Wu. Mm. If they can have a love child together, that would be me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
Interesting answer.
Great answer, actually.
Yeah.
Any other cosplayers you might admire?
I really look up to cosplayers like Jessica and Yaya. I mean, I'm friends with them, but even before I became friends with them, they're just really down to earth and they're really friendly and they're very warm. And I appreciate the fact that they support a lot of positive virtues about cosplay and they're trying to spread positive messages in the community.
Cool.
And I think that's needed.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
Any future shows coming up?
I will be going to Gen Con next week, and that's for the board gaming side. Okay. And then after that, I'm doing DreamHack in Montreal, and then I will be at Fan Expo Canada. So, cool. Got a full roster for August.
Well, I'll throw this out at you. If you ever find yourself up Niagara Falls way, my sister runs a restaurant there called The Geekery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're heavy into board games there, and play them right at your table if you're
willing to come
down.
Oh, I will certainly check that out when I'm in the area. Yeah, thanks for the tip.
Oh, no problem.
Where on social media can people find your content?
I am under Vicky Bunny Angel. It's V-I-C-K-Y, and then Bunny Angel, spelled just normally, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, yep.
Cool. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. It was great to get a do-over, and we hope you have a great rest of the con.
Oh, my pleasure. I hope you guys enjoy your con, too.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.